Wayne strode up the steps into the 4th Octant Constabulary Precinct offices. His ears felt way too hot. Why was it that Connors wore such uncomfortable hats? Maybe that was why they were so grouchy all the time, walking about the city, picking on respectable folk. Even after just a few weeks in Ellendale, Wayne knew that was basically what constables did. Bad hats. A bad hat could make a man right disagreeable, and that was the truth. He burst through the double doors. The room inside basically looked like a big cage. A wooden railing in the front to keep people separated from the Connors. Desks behind for eating food or lounging and talking. His entrance caused a few of the brown-uniformed Connors to sit bolt upright, some reaching for revolvers at their hips.
Who's in charge of this place?
The astounded Connors stared at him, then jumped to their feet, straightening uniforms and hastily sticking on their hats. He wore one of those uniforms himself. He'd traded for it at a precinct up in the 7th Octant. He'd left a right good shirt as a replacement, as fair a trade as any man could ask. After all, that shirt had been silk.
Sir! You want Captain Breton, sir!
Well, where the hell is he?
Several of the Connors, still confused by his arrival, pointed toward a door at the side of the room. Others saluted as if that were really the only thing they knew how to do. Wayne huffed through his thick, drooping fake mustache and stalked over to the door. He acted as if he were just going to throw it open, but then pretended to hesitate. Breton would outrank him, barely.
Really unfortunate. Here I am, 25 years as a constable, and still only a 3-bar.
He should have been promoted ages ago.
What is this racket and yelling? Who are you?
Captain Guffin Trenchant, 7th Octant.
Breton's eyes flicked to Wayne's insignia, then back to his face. There was a moment of confusion, and Wayne could see panic in Breton's eyes. He was trying to decide if he should remember Captain Guffin or not. The city was a big place, and from what Wayne had overheard, Breton was always mixing up people's names.
Of course, Captain. Have we met?
Oh, we sat at the same table at the chairman's dinner last spring.
Of course. Yes, Trenchant, I recognize you now. It has been a while.
Never mind that. What's this about you having prisoners from the Vanishers gang? Good steel, man. We had to learn about it from the broadsheets.
We have jurisdiction here, as the event...
Breton looked at the room full of intrigued constables studiously pretending not to be listening.
Step inside.
Wayne eyed the watching men. Not a one of them had questioned him. Act like you were important, act like you were angry, and people just wanted to get out of your way. Basic psychology, that was.
Very well.
They were captured in our octant, and the crime they were committing was here. We have jurisdiction flat out. I did send you all a missive.
A missive? Rust and ruin, man! You know how many of those we get a day?
Well, perhaps you should hire someone to sort through them. That's what I eventually did.
Well, you could have sent someone over to inform us.
Next time, perhaps. We are rather busy with those prisoners.
Well and good. When are you sending them to us?
What?
We have prior claim. You have jurisdiction for the initial inquest, but we have prosecution rights. First robbery happened in our octant.
You have to give us a written request for that.
We sent a missive earlier today. You didn't get it?
Yeah, we get a lot of missives.
But you said you hired someone to read them.
Sent him out for scones earlier, you see?
Ah, well then. Can I have one?
Of the scones or the prisoners?
Look, Breton, let's melt this down and forge it. We both know you can stall for months with those prisoners while we complete proper transfer paperwork. That is basically worthless to both of us. You get a lot of hassle, and we lose any chance we had of catching the rest of these fellows. We need to move quick.
And?
I want to question a few of the prisoners. Chief sent me specifically. You let me in, give me a few minutes, and we'll stop all transfer requests. You can prosecute, but we get to keep hunting for their boss.
The two locked gazes. According to Wax, prosecuting the Vanishers would be good for careers, very good. But the real prize, the boss of the gang, was still at large. Getting him would mean glory, promotions, and maybe an invitation to join the upper crust. The late Lord Peter as himself had done it when he'd captured the Copper Strangler. Letting a rival constable interview the prisoners would be risky. Potentially losing the prisoners completely, as Breton chanced doing, was even more so.
How long?
15 minutes each.
10 minutes with two of the prisoners.
Fine, let's do it.
It took longer to set things up than it should have. Constables tended to take their time about anything unless it involved burning buildings or murders in the streets, and they ran for those two only if someone rich was involved. Eventually, they had a room set up for him and pulled one of the bandits in. Wayne recognized him. The fellow had tried to shoot him, so Wayne had broken his arm with a dueling cane. Downright rude, trying to shoot like that. When a fellow pulls out a dueling cane, you should respond with one of your own, or at least a knife. Trying to shoot Wayne was like bringing dice to a card game. What was the world coming to?
Has he said anything so far?
Breton and several of his minions stood outside the door and looked in at the tubby, scraggly-haired bandit. He had his arm in a dirty sling.
Not much. Actually, none of them have given us much of anything. They seem afraid. They're afraid of something, or at least more afraid of talking than they are of us.
Bah! You just need to be firm with them. No coddling.
Your time is slipping away, Captain.
Wayne sauntered into the room. It was small, practically a closet, with only the one door. Breton and the others left it open. The bandit sat in a chair, manacled hands linked by chains to his feet, and both locked to the floor. There was a table between them. The bandit watched him resentfully. He didn't seem to recognize Wayne. It was probably the hat.
So, son, you're in a heap of trouble. I can get you off easy. No hangman's noose for you if you're willing to be smart.
Wayne leaned in, hands on the table.
Yeah. Here now. Is that the way to speak to the bloke who killed O'Connor and took his uniform, or to get you out of here, mate?
The bandit's eyes opened wide.
Don't do that now. You're looking too eager. That'll make him suspicious. Damn it all, you're gonna have to spit on me again.
The man hesitated.
Do it.
Ruination! I'll tear your ears off, boy, if you do that again.
Should I?
Like hell, I really will rip your ears off if you do.
Wayne leaned in close.
The Connors say you haven't talked. Good job on that. The boss will be pleased.
You're gonna get me out?
What do you think? Can't leave you to sing. It's either get you out or see you shaking hands with Iron Eyes.
I won't talk. No need to kill me. I won't talk.
And the others?
I don't think they will either. Except maybe Sindrin. He's new and all.
Sindrin? Blonde fellow with the scar?
No, he's the short guy. Big ears. Why don't I recognize you?
What do you think?
Wayne stood back.
Now, no more griping. Where is your base of operations? Where are your men working from? I want answers!
You don't recognize me because I'm too valuable to be seen by the common men. They might give me away. I work with your boss, Tarson.
Tarson? He's not boss of anything. He just hits stuff.
I meant his boss.
The bandit frowned. He was growing more suspicious.
Your attitude is going to get you hanged, mate. Who recruited you? I want to speak with him.
Who? Clamps does all the recruitment. You should know that.
Done! This one won't talk. Closed mouth, git.
Wayne walked out of the room to join Breton and the others.
Why were you whispering so much? You said we could listen.
I said you could listen, but not that I'd say anything you could hear. You've got to speak low and threateningly with these types. Have any of the men given you names yet?
Aliases.
Any of them give the name Sindrin?
Breton looked at his men. They shook their heads.
Excellent.
I want to see the other men. I'm going to pick which one to interview next.
That wasn't part of the deal.
And I can still march on home and start up paperwork for a transfer.
Breton stewed for a moment, then led Wayne to the cells. Sindrin was easy to pick out. The large-eared man looked young. He was wide-eyed as he watched the Connors look into his cell.
Him. Let's go.
In quick order, they had Sindrin chained down in the interrogation room. Breton and his men waited inside with him.
A little space to breathe, please.
Fine, but no more whispering. I want to hear what you have to ask him. He's still our prisoner.
Wayne glared at them and they shuffled out, but left the door open. Breton stood outside with his arms folded, looking at Wayne expectantly.
All right, then.
Wayne turned to the captive and leaned in.
Hello, Sindrin.
Well, how do you...
Clamps sent me. I'm working on a way to get you out. I need you to remain perfectly still.
But
still, don't move.
No whispering! If you say anything that I can't hear...
Wayne put up a speed bubble. It wasn't going to last long. He hadn't been able to scrounge up much bend alloy. He'd have to make it work.
I'm an allomancer. I've sped up time for us. If you move, they'll notice the blur and know what happened. Do you understand? Don't nod. Yes, just say so.
Yes.
Good. As I said, Clamps sent me, and I'm here to get you out. Seems the boss worries you fellas'll talk.
I won't.
I'm sure you won't. If you did, Tarson would have to break some of your bones. You know how he likes that, eh?
The boy started to nod, but caught himself.
I know.
But we'll get you out. Don't worry. I don't recognize you. You new?
Yes.
Clamps recruited you?
Just 2 weeks back.
Which base were you working out of?
Which one?
We have several stations of operation. But of course, you don't know that, do you? The boss only shows one to new kids in case they get caught. Wouldn't want you to accidentally lead people to us, eh?
That would be awful.
Syndra eyed the door, but kept himself still.
He put me in the old foundry over in Longguard. I thought we were the only ones.
That's the idea. We can't let a simple mistake stop us from getting payback.
Yes.
You don't believe in all that, do you? It's okay. I think the boss gets a little crazy with that stuff, too.
Yeah. I mean, most of us just want the money, you know? Payback's nice, but...
Money's better.
Yeah. Boss is always talking about how things will be better when he's in charge, and how the city betrayed him and stuff. But the city betrays everyone. That's all life is.
The youth glanced again at the constables outside the door.
Don't worry. They think I'm one of them.
How'd you do it?
Just gotta talk their language, son. Surprising how many people never figure that out. You sure they never told you about any of the other bases? I need to know which ones are in danger.
No, I only ever went to the foundry. Stayed there pretty much all the time, except when we went out on runs.
Can I give you some advice, son?
Please.
Get out of the business of robbing folks. You aren't meant for it. If you ever do get free, go back to the mills.
The boy frowned.
Takes a special type to be a proper criminal. You? Ain't that type. You see, in this conversation, I tricked you into confirming the name of the guy who recruited you and given the location of your base.
But...
Don't worry. I'm on your side, remember? You're just lucky that I am.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know if I can get you out by force. Face it, kid. You're not worth it. But I can help you. I want you to talk to the constables.
What?
Give me until evening. I'll go back to the base and clear the place out. Once that's done, you can sing to the Connors. Tell them everything you know. Don't worry. You weren't told enough to get us into real trouble. Our contingency plans will protect us. I'll tell the boss I told you to do it and say you'll be all right. But don't talk to them until they promise to let you go free in return. Get a solicitor into the room. Ask for the one by the name of Orentol. He's supposed to be honest. Get the Connors to promise you freedom with Orentol in the room. Then, tell them everything you know. Once you're out, get away from the city. Some of the gang may not believe that I told you to talk, so it could be dangerous for you. Go to the roughs and become a mill worker. Nobody will care there. Either way, kid, stay out of crime. You just end up getting someone killed. Maybe you.
I... thank you.
Now, resist everything I ask you from here out.
But I can't hear. I'm stopping this right here.
Fine. Boy, tell me who you work for.
I ain't giving you anything, Connor.
You'll talk, or I'll have your toes.
The kid got into it, and Wayne gave the constables a good 5 minutes of arguing before throwing up his hands and storming out.
I told you.
Yeah. Guess you'll just have to keep working on them.
It won't work. I'll be dead and buried before these men talk.
We could only be so lucky.
What was that?
Nothing. I believe that the scones have arrived. Excellent. At least this trip won't be a complete waste.